Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now you think about when that baby is coming into the world, we already been through so much hurt, sorrow, loss, and death. That we know what that baby is going to face ahead. That's sorrowful. So when we think about that, so they actually mourn. But when someone dies, they celebrate. And that's exactly what my mom said. She said, we're not going to be crying at this funeral. We're coming here to celebrate.
Yeah.
And what a difference that made. You didn't hear all these people weeping and walking. My mom pretty much said, we are going to celebrate because we know he had Christ and we'll see him again. So we have that hope. And this is what it was saying. In verse 14, it says, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. That's what Brother Spike was telling you. So if we die, he's going to bring us back with him.
Yes.
But those that remain shall be changed. Isn't that awesome? No matter where we are in the world, when Jesus Christ comes up in that cloud and he says, come up hither, we're all going to go up and we're going to be changed. In a twinkling of an eye. No longer bound by the attributes of gravity. We're just going to go up and be with him. Just think about the limitations that we have now. That glorified body, the Bible gives some glimpses that it does some great things. We know there's no blood in it.
Yeah.
Is that right? There's going to be no more death and no more disease. We know death is that last enemy that's finally defeated.
Yeah.
And Christ is going to give us the victory. So it says here at the end, verse 15, it says, if we say unto you by the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, he's not going to send the angels to get you to this time. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Well, every time I hear a loud sound, I say, this is it? This is it? Are we ready? All right. I say, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. There's that order. So anyone of those that died that have already received Christ, they will rise first. Okay? And it says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then verse 18 says this, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Boy, whenever you see God's word exercised, it's good. We even as Christians need to be reminded. Like I said, I knew God's word, but my mama simply reminded me of those words. And I was comforted. I was at a state of seeing all this stuff that's going on. But she gives us comfort knowing that one day we're going to see him again. So the message today is pretty simple. The mystery of the rapture is that we shall not all sleep. We're going to be changed in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, as the Bible say, and we'll forever be with the Lord.
Yes.
But that only happens if we've received him. And we simply receive him by one, believing that we are a sinner, believing that Jesus Christ died on that cross for our sins, but most importantly, that he rose the third day. And then we have to ask him into our heart. So that is the question today. Have we all asked Jesus Christ into our heart? Raise your hand if you've done that. Well, praise the Lord. Nate's over there asleep there. We'll wake him up. So we know that we've all received Jesus Christ. You can put your hands down. And we'll forever be with the Lord in paradise. There's no doubt some of us in this room, probably everyone in this room, death have touched. We've lost a loved one. But what gives us comfort knowing that we lost that loved one? It's the Word of God. The Word of God. Folks, we have to get in God's Word. It gives us such comfort in time of need. So we shall all be changed in a twinkling of an eye. So we thank you. That's all I have for you today. It was pretty short, but I want you to be encouraged and be comforted knowing that we will see our loved ones once again. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.